This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Welcome, each and every one of you, to the show today. You know, my guest is a return guest from a few years back. His name is Anthony McGettigan, and he wrote a book in which I interviewed him on called A Voyage in Consciousness. So now he's back today, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Anthony in just a few moments. But right now, special thanks goes out to the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network, and of course, all of my great affiliates. Please check them out and more at my website, journeyswithrebecca.com. And of course, while you're there, you can check out all the latest Journeys news. And as I mentioned, the archives, and a special warm welcome to one of the newest sponsors of Journeys, perfectlyorganic.net. Please be sure to check out that website for simply the best health products anywhere. And do not forget about our old faithful Fate magazine, and their web address is fatemag.com. And you know, you can show your support with Journeys with Rebecca by supporting our sponsors. I have a summer special on right now for you to take advantage for a personal and private reading by me. So again, visit the website, journeyswithrebecca.com, for more information on how to schedule your own reading. So again, Anthony McGettigan is a well-spoken guest who is here with us today to talk about the energy that is present in the cosmos and what is the meaning of this energy. How will it affect us? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Vitalizer Plus, Advanced Oxygenation System. Now, the Vitalizer Plus is scientifically documented to structure water. Powerful magnet and infrared forces reduce the size of individual water clusters, creating hexagonal water for more rapid penetration into your body. Increased oxygen. Turbulent forces create a visible vortex, increasing the amount of oxygen in your drinking water up to 30%. Add minerals. A mineral core within the unit releases structure-making minerals during the vitalization process to help structure the water and increase alkalinity. Add energy. The resulting energy in the vitalized water is enough to begin to balance the organs of your body within minutes after drinking. So go to perfectlyorganic.net and get yours now.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right, thanks for staying with us. And as promised, I have as a special guest today, and again, I'll repeat that he is a return guest from many years ago, Anthony McGettigan, who has written a book that we originally talked about called Voyage in Consciousness. And welcome to the show, Tony.
Thanks, Rebecca. Nice to be here.
You know, we had such, I have to tell people that, you know, it was years ago when you and I spoke, and it was such a delight, and you have such a unique way of looking at things. And obviously, I've kind of kept track of you through the years, and I thought, what a perfect time to have you back on, because there is so much going on right now, and I think you have an absolutely fantastic view and information of a real spiritual, a real deep sense of really what's going on, and I think it's going to resound very well with many people out there that are listening today. So I'm really happy to have you back on.
Thank you.
First of all, that's really great. So let's talk a little bit about what you do. Besides the book that you wrote, and we will be talking about your other book that you're in the process of a little later in the show, but other than your book, Voyage in Consciousness, you also do and kind of like an astronomy, kind of from a shamanic viewpoint thing.
Right.
And I'd kind of like to let you take the reins here and talk a little bit about what that concept is.
Sure. It actually kind of just came out of my experiences. I didn't originally have a goal of doing any of this work in particular. I'm a very curious person. I was always kind of oriented towards spiritual interests and even religious interests, especially when I was very younger. But I was always kind of just drawn to the sky. My attention was drawn to the sky. And a whole bunch of things were happening. And it turned out later I discovered that back in the early 90s, there were some very significant astronomical events happening. One in particular was the Neptune-Uranus conjunction, and that seemed to be a real big one, coincided with some of the things that drew my attention so strongly. And what was happening is I was seeing all these very, very interesting, captivating events going on in the sky that we could actually directly observe, and some of them were a little bit more subtle. But those seemed to be also going on, like with me personally, coinciding with changes and experiences that I was having. And what I came to understand, to make a long story short, is that the energy that moves in the stars, the same energy that's moving in us, it's all part of the consciousness and the life that exists in the cosmos. And one of the things that we can understand about this directly in a physical sense is that the space that exists out in the cosmos is exactly the same space that exists in between our atoms and electrons. It's the same space. It's continuous. But what that does is it teaches us about the connection between what's happening inside us and what's happening out in the living world. And if we'll watch what's going on and see what's happening, pay attention to it, and listen, not so much analytically, but intuitively, listen to how things move, listen with our hearts, we'll start to learn. We learn both about what's happening outside and also what's happening inside. To me, this is a fantastic tool for learning about how things really work, and you could say also learning about how the soul functions.
Well, that's really an interesting concept because, you know, on my show I've talked before, and, of course, what you were on before, we talked about the different phases of, like, the new moon and the full moon. People are very aware of that and, you know, what energies that brings forward. And I like the concept that you're talking about, that there's really, you know, it's just there's no separation between those energies, that they do reach us regardless, all of that that's going on out in, you know, the cosmos. So that's a very good thing, and I really want people to wrap their mind around it, that there is, you know, there is no separation, that it is there, that the energies are there. And, you know, this, we just recently had a full moon in July, actually the end of June, 2007.
Yeah.
And that full moon was, I don't know, for the lack of a better way of saying it, was just phenomenal. It was stupendous, at least for me personally. And I know that other people that I've spoke to since then have also felt the energies that were associated with that recent full moon.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of let you take this back over and talk not only about that, but I do know that there are some great celestial things, events that are coming up that are really, I think that people, if they knew about them, that they would learn to be able to take advantage and learn how to sit quietly and let that energy come into them so that they could identify it, so they could resonate with it better.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I feel the same. I think it's a marvelous opportunity, but it does require an investment of some attention. That's really the thing that we have to give, and I feel that that's what one of our most precious gifts. So if we're paying attention to what's going on in the sky, one of the things that we would understand is that there's been some really important dynamics happening. Just in the last year, we had Saturn opposing Neptune. And that only happens about once every 35 years or so for a brief period. And so we've had that going on for about a year.
Okay, but let me back
sorry,
up.
Go right ahead.
No. The Saturn versus, or what did you say, Saturn?
fan and opposing nature.
Opposes. I said versus. Same concept there for my brain. Why don't you break that down just a little bit more, if you will, for the audience? What does Saturn do and what does Neptune do, kind of in a little nutshell?
Yeah. Saturn's influence is structural. It brings things into focus, brings things into form. But it also creates challenges and restrictions. One thing you could say Saturn is very resonant with as well is karma. Karma, not in the sense of that we usually think about it in like it, the debt that we have as a being or as a soul. To me, it's literally karma, the Sanskrit word, means action. And so you could look at the workings of Saturn and the workings of karma as the structure and the action and the activity, not just of our will, but also the way that we exist and live and experience life, so basically the way that the world acts in response to our actions. So Saturn's all about the patterns in our experience. Neptune, on the other hand, is more much more subtle, but it's also much more profound. You could think of Neptune as the ocean. Neptune's basically like Poseidon. They're different names for the same god of the ocean. And so with Neptune, you have two things that are happening all the time. One is the ocean. You know, think of the ocean and the water. From the highest mountain down to the depths of the sea, everything's connected. All that water's connected everywhere. It's just one flowing process. So Neptune connects everything in the most profound way. And it also dissolves things. It erodes and washes things away. Take anything, throw it in the ocean. Over time, it's going to dissolve.
Right.
So Neptune's action, usually the erosion of Neptune, is usually trying to clarify what's going on so that we can move past the restrictions that we've had in the past and open to the greater connections, the greater truth that's available to us. Neptune also connects things like vision and dreams. So it's very much about revealing how things really work. So with Neptune and Saturn in opposition, there's a balancing that's trying to take effect. And so we're trying to get a balance between the depths of consciousness and the structure of our lives and experience the way they currently exist. So one of the things that tends to happen on a practical level when that occurs is the last time it happened was like 1972. And in the United States government, we had a major scandal that started developing right around then, the Watergate scandal.
Yes.
You look at what's been happening for this last year, there's been a whole lot of challenges and scandals again.
Yes.
That's something that gets a lot of attention, but that's only a symptom. The real thing that's going on is actually much more interesting, and I feel much more helpful, because it's about that process of eroding what doesn't work and helping us to connect and restructure what is working and what ultimately our potential is. So that's the major influence that we've had working for this last year. And that one is kind of finishing right as the summer solstice happens. It's still kind of in effect. We're going to have a kind of a resonance to it throughout this summer. And I think that it's done a really wonderful job in what we're experiencing. And you were mentioning that it seemed kind of profound, that last full moon. That last full moon was kind of highlighting that. And, of course, it's so close to the summer solstice. To me, this past summer solstice is a real big mile marker in the process that we're in right now.
And, you know, I have to agree with that because I was out of town during that time. But I will tell you, as I was just absolutely directed, it was almost as if I didn't have control of myself to sit down on that day on summer solstice and go out and just sit. And I was very reflective. I couldn't even tell you everything that I experienced because some of it is beyond words.
Yeah.
But it was just like I don't know, tons of different types of energies and thoughts and you know, I just knew there was, for the lack of a better way of saying it, was readjustments being made energetically within my body.
Yeah.
And then my mind started to catch up to what happened on a cellular or DNA level. within the structure of my body, my soul, my spirit. And then it just kind of brought it to a crescendo, so to speak, when the full moon hit on the last of June.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my whole perspective on everything has changed. It's as if I've recreated my life, and yet physically, in my environment and the things that I do have not changed at all.
Yeah.
But my perspective has.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. It's very profound. I you know, I am sitting here hearing what I'm saying, and I'm going, it just is, it is so shallow compared to what I experienced.
Yeah.
So it's encourage people to do that. I do encourage them. I encourage them to look up at the stars. I encourage them to make themselves aware of what's going on in the cosmos, because it does affect us. It does, and it can be extraordinarily helpful if we understand what it is that's going on, because at least intellectually, it puts us to be mindful of it.
Absolutely. And the thing that I think would be most helpful, because I started off with this, is, you know, kind of oriented towards psychology and also towards just the science of astronomy. I thought that was so fascinating. There is a rational part to this, like the way that the space in the cosmos and the space within us is connected. There's also something which is something that we can kind of follow and verify with our experience directly, and it's resonance. And that's where the energy is working together, where the energy is similar in different events. So we see an event happening in the world around us or in the sky. It's connecting, it's vibrating, and it's exciting different potentials that are going on inside of us. And if we can get beyond the place where we are so apprehensive about the energy that we experience, you know, and react to it in kind of a apprehensive and fearful way, the things that are going on, the energy that's going on, will kind of help us. It's intelligent energy. It's conscious energy. And it will help us. It will guide us, and it will direct us if we learn to listen to that. It's kind of like one of the metaphors I like to use is music, that there's this great music that's going on all the time. It's very subtle. It's always there. And it's trying to awaken in us our own particular melody, which isn't exactly the same, but it complements the music that's out in the spheres. And most of the time, we're analyzing things, and we're not letting our hearts, the consciousness within our hearts, to respond to that music, which is flowing through the cosmos. But if we can focus our attention not so much on the logical process and on the analyzing process, but more on the experiencing, knowing, and sensing processes that are part of us, that's the mechanism for this whole thing working. And I think that we're in a major, major learning and training process. I think that that's always been true for us as beings, as spiritual beings. But I think that's being accelerated and excited right now. And the signs that I see say that it's being accelerated as well.
Well, you know, and I think I would have to 100% agree with that, because I know that daily I speak with people, Tony, and they're searching. And what I instruct people to do is just what we've talked about, is to let's get out of the mental aspect of it and let's sit and just resonate with what's going on.
Yeah.
And if they can intellectually understand that it's about energies, and it's about changes, and it's about the... I love the analogy about the music. You know, that's really great, that there's a song playing within them.
Yeah.
If they can get in touch with that, then it just is very beneficial.
Yeah.
It's a very, very healing process, because it allows us to express ourselves more fully and completely.
Well, exactly. And the thing that's also exciting about that is that the dissonant notes, or the challenging experiences, or even the heartache that we experience, that's trying to work itself out as part of the song. And so we don't have to be afraid if the music that comes through our experience seems to be challenging or painful. It's part of that whole process. It's all the notes work to help the process through. And I think that's the thing that we are slowly beginning to understand. There's a way that everything works towards the flowering of our being. And I think that's becoming clearer and clearer.
And, you know, more and more people are actually recognizing that, and that is just truly a blessed thing. Now, you know, unfortunately, we're out of time in this segment, Anthony, so when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's coming up as far as the celestial phenomena so that people can be aware. You guys stay with us. We'll be right back. Noni juice, used by Native Island healers to treat a variety of health problems. Super antioxidants. By keeping oxidants under control, the human body is better able to fight diseases and to recover from injuries. Pine bark, combats free radicals, may help in stress, fatigue, poor circulation, bruises, etc. But not all products such as these are created equal. Our garden's products are made from the highest quality ingredients to be sure that you get the maximum health benefits from them. So check them out at perfectlyorganic.net. Let's get healthy.
Journeys with Rebecca is sponsored by Fate Magazine, providing true accounts of the strange and unknown for over 58 years. To receive your free copy of Fate Magazine, call 800-728-2730 or log on to FateMag.com.
Everyone loves to listen to music, but have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Dave Koz. These days, it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of on the amazing positive effects it has on kids. It's such a thrill for a child when he or she gets that first instrument or masters a simple part on the flute or saxophone or performs a showstopper with the school chorus. There's nothing better. And there's so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate a show tune, a Beethoven symphony, or an opera, and in addition to what they hear on the radio, it opens their young minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
And again, my guest today is Anthony McGettigan. We will be calling him Tony. He's also the author of a book called Voyage in Consciousness. Is a return guest here on the Journeys with Rebecca radio show. And we are going to be talking about some additional things going on in the celestial bodies coming up. So, all right, Tony, go ahead and give us the lowdown, because I'm excited to learn about what's coming up for all this different phenomena so we can educate ourselves and really take advantage of this knowledge and information.
Yes, thanks. There's a really, really big thing that's going on in June and July. It's actually still visible. The beginning of this big event is still visible in the sky. Venus and Saturn are together. If you are listening to this, especially like in the first half of July, you could probably try to catch it even into the towards the end of July. Venus and Saturn are up in the western sky. So right after sunset, you'll see Venus, and then shortly after that, you'll see Saturn to the right of Venus. This is something that's been developing since winter time. Venus came up behind the sun and swung around, and Venus and Saturn were far, far apart in the sky. Interestingly, Venus will move the fastest of the visible planets, and Saturn will move the slowest, as we got to see these two planets kind of moving relative to one another, which is interesting to watch. You know, it just moves a little bit every day, but in the last few weeks, it's been more obvious because they're a lot closer. And both of them are moving towards the bright star in the Leo constellation that we call Regulus or Cor Leonis, which is known as the Heart of the Lion. This star is a really important one. It's been very significant throughout human history because it lies along the path of the sun, and it's one of the brighter stars in the sky. So even back in Persian times, they considered Cor Leonis, or the Heart of the Lion, to be very, very significant. They considered it to be a royal star, something that indicated the resonance and the potentials of the leaders of their society. So there's something that has to do in humanity. There's a resonance with that star that has to do with great potentials. And I think instead of projecting that out to just a select few, if we realize that potential exists within all of humanity, that nobleness, that royalty, that potential radiance, is within all of us. And I think that's the resonance for this planet nowadays. And every year the sun comes through and it hits Regulus about August 22nd. It will go right past it or even pass on top of it. From the perspective of the Earth. Well, this year, we're having, like I mentioned a moment ago, Venus and Saturn are both approaching Regulus at the same time, but there will be an alignment of actually 8 heavenly bodies in a very tight line with the Sun and with Regulus as this all unfolds. And in particular, the new moon in August is going to be something which is very, very potent with this alignment. Of course, with the new moon, we won't be able to look at it because the planets will be around the sun and the moon will be with the sun, so we can't see it. So when I study astrology, I actually watch the sky and I also use software to look at what's happening around the sun because you can't look directly at that. You have to study it using astronomy, and you can do that with software. So what I've done is I've created some interpretations and some images that depict what's happening, and I actually work a little bit now with film creation as well. I'm starting to create movies of these events so you can actually see them develop. And the one that's going to happen on August 12th is very, very significant. It has a very much of an awakening quality, an initiation quality, with the sun and the moon together so close to Regulus, which can happen fairly often. But when we have Saturn and Venus in there, it kind of gives us a sense of how karma and our hearts and love work together. What's the effect, what's the impact of Venus and Saturn working together? Well, it's the potential of transformation. And all of these planets are right now being aspected, or there's an angle between these planets when this alignment happens and with Pluto. And Pluto right now is making an approach very close to the heart of the galaxy, and this is the first time this is happening in 250 years. And in August, all of these planets will be in a line close to Regulus, and also being trined, which is a very harmonious angle, and it supports the energy of Pluto supporting all of this. And if Pluto's about the very most potent energy, the energy of transformation and rebirth. You could say it's the energy of atomic weaponry, because plutonium was named after the same energy. And it's also the energy of resurrection, because Pluto is the god of the underworld. So it's a very potent event in August. Very, very significant. And then what will happen is the sun is going to move through the late summer into the autumn, and then at the winter solstice, the sun and Jupiter will be together with Pluto at the winter solstice point this year. And that marks a major energetic transition, and we'll have Pluto crossing through the winter solstice point, which moves very slowly. That's an influence that's going to be working for these next couple of years.
Wow. And, you know, a big, huge controversy a few years back on that whole Pluto thing. Is it a planet? Is it not a planet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad, because it does affect us regardless of whether they have deemed it a planet or not.
Exactly.
In my opinion,
it's a name.
Yes.
It's how they want to name it. It's how the scientists want to classify it. But of course, we know there's a big difference between how someone wants to analyze and classify a phenomenon and how it actually lives, breathes, and interacts with everything else. And that's the part that we're all kind of concerned with. And most people who I spoke to about it, they said, well, it doesn't really matter very much. And that was my opinion as well, that Pluto is pretty well known and felt and documented. And no matter what you call it, that'll always be with us.
Exactly, and I have to agree with that. But I felt like I needed to throw that out for anybody that might have thought, well, you know, it's not a planet. Well, regardless, it's still going to affect us. The energy is.
Absolutely.
You know, that I'm sitting here and I was listening very intently to what you were saying. It sounds like to me that planetarily speaking, that these next 6 months is going to be, can be a huge transitional point for anyone and everyone.
Absolutely.
And that has some real impact worldwide.
Yes. I see a lot of things that are happening, which to me are very resonant with this. One of the biggest ones is an event which has gained worldwide recognition. The website that describes the July 17th, 2007 event, the website is Fire the Grid. Have you heard about that one, Rebecca?
No, I have not.
Well, I feel blessed to be able to share it with you. There's a lady who, she drowned in her car in 2002. She had her four-year-old son with her, and her car had flipped over into a lake. And while she was struggling to get out of her car and couldn't get out, a voice came to her and said, "Relax. If you fight the water, we won't be able to revive you." She did, and they told her help was on the way. To make a long story short, the rescuers came within minutes, got her out of the car. Her son was later rescued, but he was much more seriously injured, and she was told by the doctors that he was brain dead. Well, she listened she listened to the instructions of the helpers that had come to her while she was dying in the car, and they told her exactly how to revive her son. And following those instructions, she basically was able to, over a period of days, she was able to resurrect her dead son. And he's a strong little boy today with no lasting impediments from that experience. And he was under the water for a half an hour.
Wow.
Yes. It's a fascinating story. And the thing that, it was also a major, major transformation for her personally. She tells the whole story in detail on that website, firethegrid.com. And she said that the angels, or whoever they were, came to her afterwards and said, "Look, what you just experienced, what you did for your son, many people can do working together for the planet." And that's the point of the event, which will occur on July 17th, 2007. Now, I feel that is a resonance with what's going on in the sky, that kind of a revelation. That's the type of thing that we have going on right now.
So, I would suggest everyone go to, it's called Fire the Grid?
Yes, firethegrid.com. And I found out about this, only a couple months ago, but it was featured on a couple of big radio programs, and I think a lot of people probably know about it, but the momentum has been building very strongly for this, and I think that's because the energy in the cosmos is supporting that kind of discovery and that kind of community and that kind of healing and supportive work that humanity can start to take responsibility for the beautiful gifts that we have in our lives. You know, our planet is one of the biggest and most important of those.
Well, I was looking at the numbers on it. It's 789.
789?
Yeah, so that's obviously a rising.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rising of the energies to bring a fruition or completion.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I also have done depictions of these events. The current one that's happening in August is up there right now. And people can find those if they want to check them out on the website. And that website is ncrising.com. That's short for New Consciousness Rising.
And, of course, I do want to mention, too, before we go on, is that that will also be on my website. It'll be a direct link, so you can just go to journeyswithrebecca.com, click on that website, and it will take you right over to ncrising.com. And for those of you who may have missed the show, you can also get it to the archives, and that's free of charge on my end, so that you can listen to the show again, and that link is going to remain there for you so that you can check out all this great information. And you know, as you was telling the story, I've actually heard the story, but I didn't hear the website Fire the Grid. I didn't realize that there was a website now devoted to that, or that she had created one. I had heard that story, and again, I'm like you, it was a couple of months back.
Yeah.
Where she was given these processes in which to bring her son back.
Yeah.
And a fascinating story. So I recommend everyone. I mean, if this lady can do it, anyone can do it. I think that's the point, is that we all have the power to do that if we just listen.
Yeah.
So what else are we, I mean, you know, not that this year is not already eventful. Is there something else coming up between now and the end of the year, or something that might be of benefit?
I think that what's most interesting about this is the way all of these different events are working together. The Saturn-Neptune opposition that you and I were speaking about in the first half of the program, that kind of, in one way you could say, is that kind of brings our attention and starts working to soften things up, so that we can actually do some work to allow that energy and that music that's surrounding us and filling us to start to do more of its work. So one thing kind of leads into another, and of course, you know, usually with anything that focuses on phenomenon, you know, like in the sky, we tend to look at things and we look at this event, oh, isn't that an interesting event? And then we look at the next event, oh, isn't that an interesting event? And even, you know, even in astrology, which is something where we're looking for the importance and the meaning of things, we don't often look at the way a whole bunch of things are flowing together and interacting. Because it's complicated. You're talking about the, you know, you're trying to understand the conglomeration of many different factors, many variables all at once. And so I feel that some of the best ways to kind of capture the way the energy is affecting us is artistically. One of the things that works well for me is poetry. And so I've started to become a little bit more creative and poetic in the way that I describe these things, because the truth of what's going on is something that, like you mentioned earlier in your own experiences, it goes beyond words. So to try to nail down exactly what's happening is usually, you know, kind of not realistic, which isn't a problem if we realize that even though we can't completely explain or articulate what's happening, we can still sing along with it, we can still resonate with it. And that the music within us that is resonant with everything that's happening is always there. If we will make room to behold it and allow it to speak through us, then that poetry will come through each of us. And in that way, we'll find the appropriate ways to interact and respond to the beautiful things that we see in our world, and also the challenging things that we see in our world. To me, that's the real focus of the event in August, with all these planetary bodies interacting in such a favorable way, especially with Pluto. It's a release of energy. It's a release of potential in our beings, through our hearts and into the energy of our being. And the name that I came up with for this that kind of spoke to me most strongly was the roar of God's lion.
Wow.
To me, that's the expression of what's coming into being, coming into our experience most profoundly this year. And I really feel that's a realistic and a reasonable poetic expression about the energy that's coming through our experience as we speak.
And the one thing that I do want to let everyone know is that it doesn't matter how busy you are, we can always sit and let that resonate with us.
Yeah.
Now, we're almost out of time. Anthony, this has just been absolutely delightful. If you will give your website address again and any other information that you'd like to share with people, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. The website is called New Consciousness Rising. The address is ncrising.com. That's you can find it if you just do a search on Google for New Consciousness Rising, but www.ncrising.com will get you directly to it. You can also contact me. Like Rebecca, I also do a little radio show. Mine's a little smaller than Rebecca's, I think. But I interview people who are doing work which is resonant with this. I hope to interview the lady who's the mom in the Fire the Grid story perhaps later this summer after the July event, because there's a lot of things that are going to happen after that. So on that website, you can also find interviews with people who are also doing transformational work. And that's actually, you know, like Rebecca, too. So, you know, you can actually mention that Rebecca.
Oh, I would be honored. Are you kidding? Oh, that's so sweet. Again, thank you so much for being with us. You guys don't go away.
Enzymes, what are they? They're complex molecules needed for every chemical reaction in the body. Digestive enzymes break down large food molecules into smaller, readily absorbable building blocks that the body requires. Nature provides enzymes and food to aid in the digestion process. But when we process, refine, overcook, or microwave our food, most, if not all, enzymes are rendered useless. When we consume cooked or highly processed foods, our digestive system has to produce the enzymes necessary to digest what was eaten. Our Garden's enzyme formulas offer a combination of potent enzymes in various forms to enable you to make the most of the nutrients in the food that you eat. 6 different formulas are available to help you put your health back on track. Which one is right for you? Well, we'll help you find out at perfectlyorganic.net.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Don't let internet radio be crushed by unfair royalty rates. Call your congressional representative. Ask them to co-sponsor the Internet Radio Equality Act, introduced by Representative Jay Inslee. SaveNetRadio.org for more information.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right. Thanks for staying with us. Wasn't that a great interview with Anthony? I thought that was just so much fun. But we have a segment here in which I used to do these all the time. I really miss doing these, and I call these my mailbag or my email questions that we're going to be answering. You know, I get those questions on the air. I'm not always able to answer them during my live show. So this is kind of a way for me to give back and to also get these people your questions out there when you do write his answer. And one of these comes back from a couple of weeks ago. This gentleman's name is Lee Peel, and he wrote us when I had Nancy Miller Ogren on the show, and we were taking birth dates, and he sent us the wrong birth date. But anyway, he wrote to me back and gave us the right dates and everything, which Nancy is went ahead and answered that part of it. But he has an idea that he wanted to throw my way, and he wanted to know what I thought about maybe a show regarding time. Does the past, the present, and the future all exist simultaneously? When is now? And then, of course, he wrote, "Hope that won't keep you awake. Tears and my best to you." It's really great. Lee has kind of written to me off and on through the, you know, through the last few weeks here, probably the last few months, and it's been really fun having a relationship with the audience out there, with the viewers. And that did kind of keep me awake, Lee, in answer to the, all of that for you. And I've actually been researching out somebody that I thought maybe we could bring on. And when I have that, I certainly will be making that announcement. I hope that you are on the newsletter list so that you can get that information when it does come available for somebody that I will be having on a guest talking about time. So that's very good. Now, my next one is kind of a lengthy email, and this is from Kim Daniel, and this is all about soulmates. And I'm going to be doing this kind of reading for them, but I'm also going to talk to you about the whole premise behind soulmates. I know I've had guests on here with journeys that have talked to you what they are and what they are not, and with the most cases, I do pretty much agree with some of the guests that I have had on what the definition is of soulmate and what they can and cannot be in your life. But here is the actual email in its entirety. I was wondering what your opinion is on soulmates that can't get along. I met my wife almost 6 years ago, and the first time we kissed, it was an instant out-of-body experience for both of us. And we seemed to float away above where we were and spin, intertwined together. You know, my wife has told me that she has extraordinary psychic powers and that we were together in a past life by a person that I feel that has some believability in these matters. Our goal in life are so different, though, that we can't get along. I want simpler things to the point I wish I could own a small farm and be more self-sufficient. But she would rather be in the heart of the big city, for an example of what I mean. Any help would be appreciated. Thank you, Kim Daniel. Interesting email. It's also one of those kind of emotional emails, because what you're looking for, I can tell you what you're looking for, is an answer that's going to make the two of you get along and that's going to fix this problem, that's going to have some miracle cure with it. And unfortunately, that's not what's going to happen here. You know, soulmates aren't always destined to be together in a relationship that you would call a love or a romantic relationship or a marriage type situation. Sometimes it's simply to be together for the purpose of completing a task, acknowledging each other, being there as helpmates, as friends, business partners. There's all different types and all different levels of relationship. Now, that should not take away from its sacredness, for the lack of a better way of saying it, of the soulmate relationship. We can have more than one. A lot of times people don't like to recognize that because they say, I'm looking for my soulmate. Well, you know, I would tell most people is that they've probably run across a soulmate or two. Those are those relationships that don't always work out, but they're very intense. There's a lot of meaning behind it. There's a lot of fulfillment or unfulfillment, but it certainly is a very conscious thing. That's something that we become very aware of, as opposed to relationships that don't really do anything. We don't remember them the next day, such as an exchange between the grocery store clerk or the shoe repairman or the salesperson that we might meet in the mall. And those are people we don't give second thoughts to. But if they're our soulmate, we can still meet those same types of people, and that energy would be very present, and you would be talking. It would be something that would stay with you, that would stand with you, that would, you know, start sparking. That's the point behind a soulmate. It makes you recognize them as being special from an energetic level, from a soulful level. So, Kim, here's what I'm seeing with all of this. Is that the two of you really need to sit down in a very honest and matter-of-fact point of way, and you need to remove the emotions that you two have accumulated over the past 6 years. Is that going to be difficult? Oh, to say the least, it will be difficult. But you have to really define your relationship. What other than the, you know, wonderful first meeting that you had, that first kiss that you had, what other experiences have you two had with each other? Let's define where you two shine with each other. What makes a good relationship with you two? Is it in the business realm? Is it for best friends? Is it for business partners? the two of you need to really sit down and decide how you wish to go forward. Because it is unhealthy to stay in a relationship that does not work for the two of you. Both of you are being unfulfilled. She wants to be a big city girl and you want to be a country boy. Nothing wrong with any of that. It's nothing wrong with either one of you wanting different things. But what you have to do is define what those things are and honor that truth within you. There's no wrong or right here, only following that which is from the heart of who you are. So I would suggest, first and foremost, is the two of you try to be objective when talking with each other about really where do you want this relationship to go. Again, it's not a right or wrong. What is the best for you as individuals? Try to define what parameters that the two of you fit in. What would you categorize your relationship? Because in the marriage aspect, it doesn't work real well for the two of you. So let's find out what that is. And I would be very interested in you guys following up with me and letting me know how this information works. And if you need some additional information, please don't hesitate to write me. And for those of you who would like to write me out there, it's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And you guys stay with this. We'll be right back with more of Journeys in just a moment.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
Call Rebecca and schedule your private reading. 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. Where will your life journey take you?
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hey, thank you to my wonderful guest tonight, Anthony McGettigan. A wonderful time, and thank you for listening. Now, you know, you can find out more information about Anthony. His website, again, is ncrising.com, or simply log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and just click on the link. And while you're there, you can check out the current guests and even past guests. And again, a thank you to the sponsors of Journeys, Fate Magazine, published continuously since 1948, and PerfectlyOrganic.net for simply the best health products around. You know, we have listed all the upcoming guests in the week to come, so be sure to mark your calendars to listen. And if you missed a show, you can still find it on the audio archives. Now, you know, Journeys with Rebecca radio show is designed to provide information from the guest for you, the audience. And we have a wide range of topics that we present here. So here's a short listing of some of the upcoming guests in the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about Dr. Gibson, Your Immortal Body of Light, Carl Helvey, Healthy Holistic Aging, Christine Lennox, The Simple Truth About God, Mark Kimmel, Birthing a New Civilization, Philip Gardner on Secret Societies, and so much more. You know, I really do love to hear from your listeners out there, so write to me, let me know what you think of the show or my guest. Email me at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, or if you would prefer, you can leave me a message on my comment line, 913-825-5224. And while you're at my website, please don't forget to sign up for the free newsletter that I send out each week to inform you of the upcoming guests, show topic, contact information for the show, and any changes or information that might be really important for you to know about. And I have that summer reading special going on, so if you wanted to get a reading, now's the time to take advantage of that special. You know, I hope that you get a chance to join me for my live show. That's every Saturday
Saturday at 8 p.m. on Central Time and on many of the great stations here at the Journeys family. And we're going to be bringing you some new features, some new items. We're going to change it up a bit in the weeks to come to kind of celebrate the summertime here at the Journeys family. So, until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings, and good night.